How much learning do you do on the court? Maybe after a couple of times up the court, do you kind of spot some things that maybe worked, didn't work?
Yeah, like first possession, I saw that they were trying to play the passing lanes a little more, so I had to make sure to be careful with my passes, keep my turnovers down. I hate turning the ball over. It's a pet peeve. I hate turning it over. So I made sure to get my teammates open and safe spots on the floor.
How comfortable are you now, like, using your offhand, your left hand against a full court press? That seems to be one of the big things kids have to learn coming out of high school.
Yeah, but I think I like going left more.
Really?
Just because when you go left, you're able to pull up a little easier. And I don't know, driving left just seems easier. I don't know why, but it just does. Natural thing.
You said you quit eating candy, then gained weight?
Yeah. Not necessarily. I quit eating candy. I didn't quit, but I
a better diet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then when I got here, because I used to eat packs of Twizzlers like it was nothing.
Like in a typical day for you before you got here, like how much candy would you eat?
Game day, lunch, have some candy, maybe have a candy snack in the morning, at night, after dinner, have some more candy.
So kind of like the Derrick Rose diet there.
Yeah, so, I ain't a big gummy bears guy like he was, but I like Twizzlers, so whenever I can get a hold of those, I usually tear them up.
You were talking about pressure on you when you were playing the point, but when you were at point on the other end, when you guys were pressing them, how good do you feel knowing that you have that height advantage and they have to pass over you?
I like it a lot. I cause a lot of turnovers, make passes not as crisp as they normally would like them to be. And I think I cause a lot of confusion on the top of that press, and I think that's why Coach has me playing it right now.
One thing that Coach was kind of talking about is how he established with you guys right away that if somebody picks up two fouls in the first half, it doesn't matter what point in the half and who it is, that person's going to be sitting out, if at all possible, the rest of the half. Is that something that you like in terms of just seeing that the consistency works? It doesn't matter which one of you it is that ends up in foul trouble, that somebody else is going to get that opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to. Because there's going to be times. It probably happened again before Cully, but that Bryce gets two fouls in the first half. That's just basketball. So at all times, I have to be ready. And once I get in, just help my team.
What do you take away from the playing experience you got there Tuesday night? Because they put you in. You basically played most of the first half, aside from the moment where you came out for Brandon came
in. In a situation like that, you don't have time to really think about what you're doing. You just go out there and do what you can. When Bryce put up his second foul, I was sitting on the bench just waiting for him to say my name. I knew I had to go in at that point in time. I knew I was going to have to play a longer stint. I wasn't tired until maybe a little bit deeper into that first half where Stubbs came in and gave me a break, and I was able to get back in. But I just came in and ran the offense, did what Coach wanted me to do, and he said if they come up and pressure, just go pass them. Just go pass them. There's no need to play with them. Just go pass them. So that's what I did.
Melson, his last couple games really come on for you guys. I think he's had 13 points in both of them. And Eric was mentioning how he thought that him, along with all of you for that matter, have done a good job as far as being able to go, not necessarily for help, but try and seek guidance when you need it. Is that something that you found yourself doing from time to time, whether it be in practice or a game, just making sure you have everything down?
Yeah, they always tell us if you have a question, ask a question before we get into whatever we're doing, so he doesn't have to correct it then. A lot of us come and go into the Cole DeKinnick or Carver, wherever, to meet with them, watch film, learn the plays, make sure everybody can guys down what they need to know.
How often do you find yourself asking questions at all? Or do you feel that, after you look at the scouting report and you know everything you need to do, you have it down pat?
Most of the time I have everything down pat, but I do have to ask questions from time to time as I keep switching positions. But other than that, I think I got pretty much everything they said down pat on the first time they said it.
What do you think of the scouting reports in general? Because Eric was saying how they seem to be very detailed as far as tendencies, stats, trying to provide you as much information as possible.
They've been real detailed. First time I've ever had to do something like this and remember them. So, I mean, they help a lot, though. You know everybody on the court when they come in, so you don't really worry about what is this guy going to do to me, because you know he's going to do it before he even knows he's going to do it. So they help out a lot.
And then just my final question here. You have this stretch here of 7 games now. 6 of them are going to be here, and you have the road games at Drake, which is just a couple hours away. How important do you feel this stretch is for this team, considering that, you have an opportunity to really, establish a home court presence?
We just want to string up a couple of wins. We haven't gotten 2 wins in a row yet, I don't believe. And we just want to string up some wins going into that Big Ten play with a lot of confidence.